SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan with Mike Prade. I'm Scott Jackson, and our pleasure to talk some Nats baseball. Nats getting closer to opening day, believe it or not, and we're joined right now by Masson Sports Nationals blogger Ben Gessling with us here on SB Nation Radio. How you doing, Ben?
Doing well. How are you guys?
How's the tan, first of all, before we get into the Nats? I mean, I imagine all that time in Florida, you know, you're probably ready for one of these tanning competitions.
Yeah, tan's actually in pretty good shape. The first couple of days kind of bordered on sunburn. That was kind of a conscious effort, I guess, to get a, you know, get a good base going, and then try to be a little safer with it, apply the suntan lotion. But yeah, for April or for March, I guess the tan's in midsummer form, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Well, good for you.
Which is in better shape, the tan or the fingers when typing?
The fingers are doing okay, actually. I come through it pretty well. That off-season conditioning. You know, I think I said before, I'm in the best happy shape of my life. So, you know, I'm looking forward to a great summer of well-tanned, good-typing Nationals beat reportage.
Well, you know, it's funny because it seems like there's, you know, we're joking around here, but it seems like there is a lot of optimism coming out of Nationals camp. I think Ken Rosenthal said they were the surprise team to him. I mean, is this optimism for real? Is there, like, a legitimate different attitude about this team going forward than there was last year?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about the different attitude. I think most of us who cover the team have written about it in some form or fashion, but I do think there is a difference there. You see a little bit more of a business-like atmosphere, and you even see it in some of the cuts they've made, where guys like Cole Kimball, a reliever who made a pretty good impression in camp, didn't really have a chance to make the team. I mean, there's just this attitude of, we don't need to take chances on guys who we know haven't performed up here before. We're trying to win now, and we don't really want to mess around with it. So I think between all that and between having guys in there like Jason Worth, who have helped create a little bit different culture in there, yeah, it's a little bit different. We'll have to see how that translates on the field, but I mean, we've seen it in the baseball a little bit this spring too. So all those things, yeah, I think there's a little bit of a difference in what we've seen from the Nationals before.
Not shockingly, they send Bryce Harper down, but I thought the thing that I really took away from it was his attitude about it and telling them they're going to see him soon back up with the big club. I mean, this just kind of speaks to, I guess, the internal stuff that people get excited about when they talk about Bryce Harper's ability.
Well, yeah, and the thing that came through with Bryce all spring, even more than his talent, was how competitive he is. I mean, this is a guy who's going first to third on pop-ups down the first base line and are never going to fall in for a hit, but he's running full speed at the end of an inning. You see him basically talking about, I don't want to fraternize with the Yankees, even though they're my childhood idols. I'm here to win games. And it's like, dude, it's spring training. I mean, you know, you can dial it back a little bit, but that's just how he plays. And I think what he said about, I'll see you guys in July, he, I think, kind of knows the subtext of all that that's probably not going to happen, but he's very much a, why can't I do it? If I play well, you know, why are they going to hold me back? So I think he legitimately believes he can create a shot for himself to do that. Obviously, there are other forces at work there, but that's just kind of how he approaches things.
You know, you talked a little bit about Worth and this kind of the culture change he brings. Where do you kind of see that most as far as kind of in the locker room and also on the field?
Well, I guess in the locker room, there's just a little bit, it's more business-like, I guess I'd say. It's just more guys sort of getting their work done. You know, it's a small thing, but I do think there's a little bit of a different attitude of, you know, we're here to compete and win now. And I guess I also see it a little bit. He's been fairly intentional about trying to get out and meet guys. Sometimes you see players kind of fall into their cliques of you know, position players, or maybe by culture, whether, you know, the English barrier obviously also plays into things, but he's made an effort to sort of get to know guys maybe outside of his normal group, I guess I'd say. So try to create a little bit of a different attitude in the clubhouse is where I've seen it there. And just on the field, they've played hard this spring, and Worth probably has something to do with that, but Bo Porter, the new third base coach, definitely deserves some credit for that, too. They've done a lot of work on going first to third, made a lot of progress there. They were not good at that last year, and it's just kind of one of those areas where you see them taking the extra base, playing hard, trying to do the little things better than they've done. So yeah, I think all those things add up to something a little different than what we've seen in the past.
We're here with Ben Gessling, MassinSports.com, Nationals blogger, here with us on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prada here on 106.7 The Fan. All right, let's start rolling through some of the position battles. First of all, with the rotation, what are we looking like right now? What do you think the opening day rotation will look like when they head into the first week? What will the rotation be? Obviously, Jordan Zimmermann, is he still pegged to be the opening day starter?
It's Leon, isn't it?
Or is it going to be LeVon Hernandez? Excuse me, LeVon Hernandez,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yep, yeah. LeVon Hernandez will be the opening day starter, and then I think you're probably looking at John Lannon as the number two. Zimmermann is the three. Probably Jason Marquis is the four. This is kind of how they line up now. The number five spot has been where we've been talking about all the competition, but it's really a lot more cut and dried, I think, than people say. I mean, you can talk about these guys are all competing and the best guy's going to win, but Tom Gorzolani, I think, is going to be the guy. They traded three people for him.
Yeah.
He's making $2.1 million. You can send Ross Detweiler to the minors, even though he's pitched well. You can send Unesky Maya to the minors and probably make Chad Godin the long relief guy. So I think Gorzolani is your five, and it's fairly cut and dried from there.
What about center field? That's another big position battle with Niger Morgan and Roger Bernardina. Who has the inside track there?
That is going to be, I think, the most interesting issue of the last week and a half of camp here. It's really kind of a three-way race once you throw Rick Ankiel in there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Forgot about
I knew I forgot about somebody. That,
yeah, he's very much in that mix, and there are people around the game that think he's going to win the job. Batting average-wise, he's not going to do a lot for you, but he can hit for power. He looks like he's recovered from some injuries, and defensively, he's maybe not quite as rangy as Niger Morgan, but he probably has better instincts and certainly has a better arm. So I've kind of said all spring that if nobody distinguishes themselves in that race, I still think the default is to go to Morgan just to give him a shot. I think they would be worried a little bit about losing him mentally if he's not starting, and he's also the most obvious choice to lead off. So I think if nobody really pulls away with it, he's the guy, but they have looked at some other contingencies, trying Bernardine in the leadoff spot, trying other guys there in the event that Niger is not the center fielder. So that's very much the most interesting battle left in camp, but I think if nobody really pulls away, it's probably Niger Morgan.
We're here with Ben Gessling as we talk Nationals, and that's just a few weeks away from opening day with us here on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prada here on 106.7 The Fan. Check out Ben's blog, The Gessling Game, on Mass and Sports. All right, so pretty much, the big battle there in center. I mean, do you feel like all the other positions? I mean, obviously they knew the infield going in. Obviously, Yvonne's the catcher. Is there anything else that you think is interesting in the before the final cuts?
Well, there are a couple of spots on the bench that will open. I think Lance Nix is a guy they're taking a look at, and there's a little bit of musical chairs that need to happen with some utility infielders. Things that fans probably aren't as jacked up about as the center field race, but I think it's fairly cut and dried. You could probably sit down and pencil out the 25-man roster now and probably be within a name or so of getting it. I think Wilson Ramos is going to be the second catcher. I think Jesus Flores will start in the minors, and the bullpen is fairly set as well. There are maybe one or two other guys to send out of there, but I think you can pretty much go down now and say this is going to be the 25-man roster, and it's just a matter of kind of finalizing things. That center field battle was really the one to watch here in the last week or week and a half of camp.
Does that mean then that Michael Morse, with the way he's been killing the ball in the spring, is nailed down an everyday job?
Yeah, they've essentially said if the season started now, Michael Morse would be the everyday left fielder, which is kind of their way of couching it. But I think he's certainly done enough, and when you pair it with what he did last spring and into last season, you kind of see the track record here of this guy looking like he's ready to take off. He's been fantastic at the plate, and they feel like he's got enough athleticism to turn into an above-average left fielder. He's played shortstop before. He's played middle infield positions, so he's got enough defensive acumen, I guess, to do that job. I think they want to take the chance. They talk about defense and kind of improving there, but it's hard to leave a bat like that out of the lineup, and I think they are going to give him a shot to take that job every day, knowing that they can always move Bernardino or Ankiel back there if it doesn't work out. So yeah, as of now, I think he's going to be the everyday guy.
All right. Well, great stuff. As always, Ben, appreciated, and looking forward to the opener against the Braves, which is, believe it or not, just a few weeks away. It's amazing how time flies when you're having fun in spring training.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Thanks.
Hey, thank you. Ben Gessling, MassinSports.com, with us here on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prada coming back. We'll talk about the Wizards and how they can steal from Oklahoma City to get better. It is SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan.